The desal plant was designed to generate 25 million gallons of water per day. Today, the plant is able to meet final requirements and hopes to receive $21 million plus $10 million in interest from the Southwest Florida Management District, or SWFTMUD. SWFTMUD agreed to pay $85 million to help cover some of the initial capital costs, which would be paid out in increments. Tampa Bay Water Board member Carl Nurse said the utility is happy with the plant's significant progress.
This is important, members of the board. We've been carrying that short-term debt for several years. That'll be retired as soon as this funding is received. And, of course, the interest income on that is helpful in terms of our rate budget in the current fiscal period. So, very big step for Tampa Bay Water.
Since it opened in 2003, the desal plant has produced more than 85 billion gallons of fresh water. However, the facility has not been without setbacks. Costing more than $150 million and built $40 million over budget, the plant was closed shortly after opening due to costly repairs. It was not reopened until early 2008. Since then, Tampa Bay Water's Operations and Facility Director Chuck Carden said the plant has been working to meet the four performance milestones set forth by SWFTMUD. The benchmarks need to be completed by December 2010 to receive all of the $85 million.
The plant met two of the milestones in 2008, the in-service date and the 12.5 million gallons a day 12-month average, and Tampa Bay Water received $63,750,000 of the $85 million total. The final milestones were initiated in 2009, which were the four consecutive months at an average of 25 million gallons a day and a 12-month average of 20 million gallons a day. And finally, the best news, the desal facility just completed both of these final milestones.
Another alternative water source, the C.W. Bill Young Reservoir, is the largest reservoir in Florida. Since it opened in 2005, cracks appeared on the surface of the $140 million facility. Repairs are expected to cost around $125 million. Tampa Bay Water engineer and project manager John Kennedy said one of the first steps is getting financing. Kennedy's plan involves a private contractor supplying funding up front. Tampa City Councilman Charlie Miranda interrupted Kennedy and wanted to clarify that utility consumers would not be responsible for the funds.
On this slide, we'll say a few words about some of the additional, features.
If I may ask one question here, I'm trying to relate this to life. Is this going to increase any cost to water rates? What I'm trying to get at is who's going to do the finance? They're going to get their own financing, or we're going to be the guarantor for those finances? How is that working?
Under a design-build finance approach, the private contractor would be responsible for bringing his own financing to the table. And then he would get paid out after completion of the project over a period of years. The key is that we see the financing component as being another tool to ensure that the project is delivered reliably.
Miranda argued that under Kennedy's financing proposal, even though the contractors would be fronting the finances for the project, it does not guarantee the reservoir repairs will be completed.
Any corporation, no matter who they are, can go through all this, and the first time there's a bump in the road or something that's not meeting the criteria of the design, they just go belly up. If there was a guarantee by the stockholders of that corporation, then you have a different problem. They have the problem, not us.
Yes, and we will be looking as we go forward at what levels of requirements, of warranty requirements, will be required of the contractors. Clearly, there will be a lot of rigor applied to looking at this, the financial strength of each bidder in the qualifications process, because we want to make sure that every one of our final bidders is financially sound before they submit a final bid.
In 1998, the region pumped 192 million gallons of water a day from underground. The state legislature created Tampa Bay Water to find alternative sources, and SWFTMUD ordered the utility to cut its pumping to below 90 million gallons per day by December 2008, which it did. The utility board also voted today to send an application to SWFTMUD to renew a 10-year permit. It would allow the continued pumping of 90 million gallons per day from 11 well fields in the Tampa Bay region. The current permit expires in December 2010. Warren Hogg is with Tampa Bay Water.
So in a little more than a decade, our permitted average capacity has been reduced by about half. But of also a good note, our 12-month running average production from these 11 well fields is currently about half of what it was in the spring of 2001 before we were able to develop and bring on our alternative water supply sources. As was reported to you earlier this morning, our regional reservoir is full and fully operational, and the desalination facility is working well.
Yet, even with the reduced well fields pumping as set forth in the application, Charlie Miranda opposed the motion to pass the application. Anticipating the reservoir being closed for repairs in a few years, he said he wanted a study to be conducted to make sure the Hillsborough River, a main source of water supply for the region, would not be drained.
Hillsborough River is the sole source for about, a little over 357,000 in the city, largely 211 square miles of productivity that we have to serve. And that means if they don't do that and do the study on the river first and what effect it would have if and when the reservoir goes out, and it will in 2 or 3 years, that means then that the river may go drier than what is expected, and I won't have the pressure to serve the customers.
Finally, Miranda advocated the building of a new water treatment plant that would turn wastewater into drinking water.
It's important for the region because it's done all over the country. It's done in El Paso, Texas, Orange County, California, Upper Attiquan River, Miami just started a pilot program, and there's many other places. But if you don't do that, 50 years from now, population will outgrow water. It's the same water we've had here for 10 million years, and the population keeps increasing.
A workshop to encourage to put what some call the toilet-to-tap issue on the 2010 ballot will be held on February 25th. The next Tampa Bay Water meeting to further address the reservoir's repairs will be held on April 19th. For WMNF News, in Clearwater, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.